This is probably something that has been said from time immemorial, but let me repeat it. We're living in difficult times, or times of real change. Old patterns aren't holding, and what used to work isn't working. A lot of people are confused, and a lot of people are frightened, and a lot of people are depressed. I can tell it in many ways from the work world that I've been in. I talk to people who are writing music, and they tell me the business is completely transformed. Nobody knows how it works anymore. You can't just write a few songs and get a record deal. You have to kind of reinvent yourself almost entirely. The business model's just not there. It's been there for quite a while, but it's gone. My son told me last week that the movie business is changing. Writing a good script is no longer guaranteed of getting you work. You now have to write a script, and you have to create a marketing tool to sell the script, often including things like creating a trailer for your own movie. On and on. It's reinvention. It's all about reinvention. How can you reinvent yourself in a world that is absolutely transforming at some core space? You know, all of these jobs have gone away in our society, and really around the world now, and they're not coming back. People know that. They're not coming back. This is really a new time. And it appears frightening to those who don't know what to do, which is most people, and exhilarating to those who see this as opportunity to create a new self, to create a new dynamic, to create a new life for yourself. There isn't a lot of support for it. That's one of the big things that's different. There's not a lot of corporate support. There's not a lot of public support to help you reinvent your life. There aren't a lot of guidebooks. There aren't a lot of people talking to you about what to do now. You can talk to your friends, but most of them are as confused as you are. And everyone is scrambling to figure out, how do I do this now? How do I do it? And the answers aren't easy, and they don't come readily. And I'll tell you, one place they don't come from is your mind. You can't think your way through this. It won't be enough. It's not a mental process. It's not thinking your way into, well, if I do this and I do that and try this and try that. You can do that if you want, but that's the old system. What's really wanted and what's really required is a new depth of clarity, a new depth of insight, a new understanding about how you fit into the world, how you fit into yourself. Who are you in this moment? It used to be you graduated from college and there were people waiting for you. There aren't any people waiting for most people. You graduate from college and you move home. You go, now what? You don't know, your parents don't know. You take internships for no money and you know that's not right. And the paper is filled with all this now. Everybody who reads the paper is reading these stories because everyone's going, what's up? And not only is it happening in our social media and our personal lives, it's happening globally in terms of environment and weather. Everything is changing. Everything is in upheaval. So where's the constant in all this? Well, I would say that the constant is within. The truth is within. the essence of you is within, and it's not really changing. Your access to it may be changing, your ability to dig, your ability to find the truth. It may be improving and it may be waning, depending upon your nature. But the truth is there. The guidance you're looking for is there. The joy, the hope, the sustenance that you want in your life is there. But it's not perhaps as accessible as it was before, because in the way that everything else is changing, even your access to yourself is changing. It's not going to let the old patterns work. It's not going to let you just sort of sit here and go, oh God, please help me, and it will just happen. Everything is requiring a deeper effort, a more profound effort. And I'm watching people who are making it, and they are joyful. People who are really working themselves, really transforming themselves, really willing to throw everything aside and find the new thing. That kind of effort seems to be what's required. It's the gentle, mild, cautious effort that may not work. You may be lucky. Some people will hold on to the old patterns until they drop dead. But if you are one of those people who can't do that, then you got to figure out, how do I do this? How do I do this? And you go to yourself, you sit in absolute silence, and you reach as deeply as you can into the core of your being, and you ask for help. And what comes through will not be just a mental thought, oh, that's what I should do. It will be something bigger. It will be transformative. There will be something in you that will start to stir up, and you will feel it, and it will probably make you very uncomfortable, because it will require new ways of looking, change, new conceptualizations of your life and the world. Not casual, moderate little rethinking, fundamental rethinking, reimagining. And the thing that's really deep within you knows all of this. It's infinite and eternal. It knows the entire spectrum of change, the entire spectrum of possibility. You reach into that and you listen to that and you go, okay, I'm here. What now? Every one of you will find a different road. You will find the road that's necessary for you, not the road that other people are taking, the road for you. The internet is abuzz with people trying to figure this out. And you can look to that if you want to see what other people are doing and how they're manifesting change. But the true change that will affect you, that will be important to you, will come from a place that nobody else can go to, which is into the core of yourself. In the end, we all share a self. We all go to one place, the self. But our access to that feels deeply individualized. And you can't get through it through another person's directive. I could sit here and tell you 20 times a day how to get there. You got to get there on your own. You got to do the thing you have to do. What is it that leads me into this place? One of the things that you will also know when you get there, when you feel this depth of being, is you're okay. You are okay. And you are going to be okay. That's an extraordinary thing to get to. No matter what happens, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay because there is this profound okayness within every human being. This thing in you, this reality in you that loves you, that will provide in ways that you can't even imagine. And that's the thing, we can't often imagine what is coming at this point. We can only feel our way into it. We can trust, we can risk, we can reach out in 20 different directions. We can feel the universe leading us, guiding us, helping us into this new sense of self. What was will not guide you. What will be is unknown. The one true guide is this moment. What do you feel? Where are you at in yourself? What are you reaching in yourself? Do you find this place of support? Do you find this place of acknowledgement? Do you find this place that wants to hold your hand and tell you it's okay? That's what you have to find. You can't go to a place of insecurity and fear and doubt, because that won't do it. You have to pass through that barrier, and that barrier will come up in everybody. It always does. And you want to run from that as fast as you can, and you want to run into all the places that have never worked for you in the past. You have to sit in that space, and you have to go, please help me. Please help me. You can say to surrender, to go deeper, but it's asking for help and sitting through all of that confusion and going, oh, I'm okay. I am okay. This okayness is so strong, it tells you you will be okay. But it's not important to know the future. This okayness is profoundly infinite and real. You are okay as you are. Life will bring you what you need. It may be really different than what you wanted and what you expected and how you imagined it to be. And trust me, everybody's going through that now. Well, not everybody, but most people, and many people who aren't quite there will be. And it's a fascinating thing to watch how we all have to find our own truth, our own design for living, if you will. How do we get through to the next moment? And getting through to the next moment is being real in this one. It's going to require a lot of things. One of them is going to be kindness and compassion toward yourself and toward others, a willingness to be a community, to be a village, to be friends, to be helpful, to be available to others, especially those who are in more comfortable conditions. We need to find a way to help each other as we help ourselves into this newness that's emerging. We have to do that. We have to be smart. You know, fish crawling onto the land had to let go of a lot of familiar stuff, like water. They had to let go of all of the comfort zones of moving through liquid. They had to find gravity. They had to learn how to walk on new soil, new terrain. That's what we're being asked to do. How do we work on a new environment in ourselves and outside of ourselves? And, you know, some beings in transitions like this don't make it. And what's the difference between those who make it and those who don't make it? Well, you're going to find out. Do you want to make it? Do you want to grow? Do you want to change? Do you want to evolve? Do you want to find joy and well-being and okayness in whatever comes? Or do you want to suffer and cry about what you've lost and how terrible it all is and, you know, go marching in the street or whatever you're going to, whatever you want to do, you know, you got to, you know, join a mass movement to change everything outside you, but how about joining a mass movement to change what's inside you? Or even forgetting about joining any movement. Just do it. Just do it. It's not casual anymore. It's not, we're not being allowed the comfort of, you know, the occasional effort. It's not that anymore. We would like it to be. I mean, of course we want it to be. We want it to be easy. It's not easy. Those who want it to be easy will fall by the wayside. Those willing to do the work will grow, will change, will help other people to change and to grow. But it really is up to you. You guys have to figure out, what do you want? Even here in this meditation, so many of you come here and you're still practicing like it was 10 years ago. And that doesn't work. It will not work. You will not be here. You will not be here long if you keep trying that. The old pattern doesn't work. You have to take it deeper. You have to say, I need this rather than I want this. You have to be willing to dig in ways you've never dug in before. And if you do that, extraordinary things will take place. true transformation will take place. And what it leads you into may seem like it's something new, but what it really leads you into is something ancient, the truth of your own being. Your own being before it was defined by your mind and your body and your sense of a world. It will be a truth that transcends time and space, and that truth will animate everything that you do. It will animate your life. It will give you a direction. It will give you a strength, a purpose, a feeling of well-being, a feeling of this is where I am and where I belong, and I can do whatever it takes to be alive in this world. You know, I've met people in the awakened community who have had everything taken away, really everything, including their personalities, their names, their egos, all of that stuff. And they are vibrant, vibrant with possibility. They are vibrant with their connection to what the world brings day to day to day. They never know what's coming next. We all think we do. Now we're finding out that we don't. But the people who don't know what's coming next and acknowledge that are starting to flow in ways in life that they never imagined they could. And they're finding what you might call happiness, a kind of happiness that doesn't come from holding on to a dying pattern, a dying form. Now, if I'm not speaking to you, if you're one of those people who's going, oh, who's he talking to? This, my life's great, everything's fine, not, you know, not a problem, then great. You know, save this talk for down the road. But those of you who are hearing me at this moment, there's work to be done. And that work to be done is in this moment, not tomorrow, not next week, it's now. And what does it take? It takes really sitting still, quieting your mind, quieting your emotions, just being, and then with a voice of great truth, ask for help to surrender. Ask for help to go deeper. Ask for help for guidance. And then sit there long enough and quiet enough to hear or to feel or to know what's next. It may not give you a specific answer, but if it just announces its own presence, this presence that is your own soul, if you want, your own core being, that alone, its being there, its presence announced, is enough to lead you wherever you want to go. It is the guiding light of your life. It always has been. But now you really need it. Now you really need it because it's getting very dark out there and you need to find a way to figure out what the next step is. So, I'm not trying to be frightening or scary, and I think some of you have interpreted my recent talks that way. I'm just trying to be acknowledging of something atmospheric and personal that I'm feeling. And if it's only Bruce, this entity, feeling it and expressing it, just tune it out and don't listen. But if it taps into something that you know is real and true, pay attention. Pay attention. Any questions? No questions.